News from the Dead by Mary Hooper. Read by Eve Matheson. Part 1. Chapter 1. It is very dark when I wake. This isn't frightening in itself because most of the year I rise in darkness, Sir Thomas insisting that as much as possible of the house be put in order before any of the family are about. It is the quality of the darkness that is strange. Blacker than black. Soft. And close about me. I go to turn my head towards the window to see if any streaks of light can be seen in the sky, but my head doesn't move. I try again, and again. I lift my hand, or try to, but that doesn't want to obey me either. I conclude that I must be deeply asleep, in some sort of trance-like state, and aware that I'm dreaming. I think I will just wait for it to pass so I may rise, dress, and go about my household duties. The waiting continues, and I feel nothing. Neither cold nor warm, hungry nor replete. I just sense the blackness and soaring emptiness. But this is not too unpleasant. Some time later, but I cannot tell how long, I perceive movement across the backs of my eyes, four blurry white streaks moving and gliding in the blackness. The streaks are feathery soft and remind me of doves, or the soft enveloping wings of angels. The blurry shapes move across my eyelids, but when I try to stop them, to endeavour to focus on one and see if I can spy a shining halo or a gold harp, I find it impossible. I would like it to be angels that I dream of, for I know that would be very lucky. The Reverend Coxeter told us that. He said that no matter whether you are a scullery...